We've been working through a four-part series on Advent, experiencing hope, experiencing peace, experiencing joy, and today we'll be looking at experiencing love. Love is all you need, our deceased neighbor John Lennon once sang. His spirit lingers in the Upper West Side. Turn on the radio, and at any given moment, there is a song about love. Good stories and novels, modern and vintage stories, all have the topic of love of many forms, as Esau pointed out so eloquently. Thank you, Esau. That was wonderful. Love is the subject of poems. Love is the subject of protest. Love is the DNA that holds human connections together. This week, my fiancé, Jesse, and I saw the play Shadowlands that our very own Krista Scott Reed has been directing. Have any of you seen it yet? Yes, oh yes. This is one of the plays that is in the life of our congregation. Many of you have seen the play already, but for those who have seen, you weren't kind to me. You didn't tell me that I needed a box of tissues. All of a sudden, my scarf was getting wet from my tears, and it would have been helpful for a Kleenex. So it was amazing. You have time to go see it. I highly recommend it. For those who haven't seen it, without giving too many of the details away, this is a love story, yet again. It's a story of C.S. Lewis and the love relationship with his then-wife, Joy Davidman. Throughout the play, the hearts of these two very different characters, one a strong Jewish New York woman, I rather liked her, and one an Englishman, very subdued, where less is more, fall in love. And their love, the audience has a chance to experience love as our hearts open while their hearts open. What happens in return for the audience members is that our hearts can't be opened, can't help but be open to love too. And the audience finds that we fall in love with these two characters as they are falling in love. There is a movement of love between C.S. Lewis and Joy Davidman that is similar to the movement that Kim just read in our scripture in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. In order to experience love, not just know love, not just talk about love, but really experience it, I suggest our text today leads us to three actions that help us experience love. And if you take notes, this is a good thing to write down what I'm about to say. I'm calling this the three B's to love. In order to find hope and experience love again, we must first be open. Second, be courageous. And three, believe. First, be open. God wanted to enter our world in the human flesh and the DNA that is you and me. And God chose to enter the world through a woman, through an unmarried, poor woman in which she would bear a son named Jesus. And Mary was open enough to sense that God was speaking to her through the angel Gabriel. What trust she must have had to believe that God had a word for her. What gumption she had. What a strong relationship with God. Mary had an intuitive sense that her openness to God would change how generations understood how God worked. God did not come in fire, at least not in this story. God did not come in the glory of political power. God did not come in what was socially acceptable in that society. God appeared to a woman and said, "Mary, are you open enough to trust me? Mary, I have chosen you. Do you trust what I'm about to do through you?" To experience love, we must be open. C.S. Lewis lived much of his adult life single, and it wasn't until he was ready to be open to Joy, his then wife, was he ready to experience love and intimacy of his relationship together. Intellectual prowess, political power, and individual influence can all be wonderful things, but they don't necessarily facilitate the experience of love. To experience love, your heart has to be open. And oh, what a scary thing it is to open your heart. What a scary thing it is, because we are making ourselves vulnerable to another person, another fallible, imperfect person. When you are open, you are susceptible to heartache, and that comes with love. Being open can be scary, and it's no wonder that the first words that the angel Gabriel said to Mary are, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You and your openness have found great favor with God." The angel Gabriel goes on to say, "God wants to bring about a whole new world through you, Mary. You are to conceive a son, Jesus, Son of the Most High, Savior of the world. He will bring about the way of God through his peace, through his hope, and through his love and joy, through his forgiveness and his work on the cross and the resurrection. You do not know the mysteries I speak of yet, Mary, but do not be afraid. Do you consent to this plan, O Mary?" Gabriel asks. Mary then ponders these things in her heart, it says in the text. And if I were Mary, I probably would have said something like this to Gabriel. "Look, Gabriel, I'm so happy that God and I are on good terms. This is a really great affirmation of our faith together. I'm glad for this positive relationship check-in. Thanks for defining our relationship right now. This is kind of crazy what you're asking me to do, but this miraculous thing is pretty awesome. I mean, my family isn't going to understand, and this will cause division between me and Joseph, so I need a month to think about it, Gabriel." And then I would have said, "I actually need to talk to my therapist about this, and I need to tweet this to kind of see what other people are thinking. And Gabriel, could we take a selfie? I want to Instagram this. People aren't going to believe this. And I'll let you know in a month. Let's grab cocktails." But Mary didn't do that, thank God for all of us. Mary talked to God right there. She pondered the things in her heart and quickly talked to God, and she stayed present with Gabriel. And then consenting to God, she said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled in me." Mary was courageous. She was open and she was courageous. In order to experience love, you have to be open and you have to be courageous. Love is an act of courage. C.S. Lewis and Joy were courageous together. Not everyone approved of Joy in Lewis's life. She was a sharp woman who divided people's opinions. Divorce, which is still contentious in Anglican traditions today in Europe. And yet, Lewis, in his openness, chose to be courageous, chose to follow his heart. And in Joy, in her openness and in her courage, opened her heart, and they experienced love together, despite if others approved of it or not. To experience love, you have to be open, and you have to be courageous, and you have to believe. Sisters and brothers and siblings of God, on this miraculous Christmas morning when we come together and worship the baby Jesus, if I could play back a movie clip of one day in the life of ministry, we would all be in tears and prayers. It would look like people coming into my office crying from the heartache of failed relationships. Questions of worth as grown-up children deal with questions of worth from what their parents told them when they were young. Hurt from abandonment, from broken promises, and questions of why am I still homeless? These are the questions I interact with every day. All with the underlying question, can I really believe in love? Can I really believe that this God we pray to loves me? That's the underlying question almost every time when people come to my office. Am I worthy of love? And Mary speaks to each person who enters my office with a word of gentleness, reminding us to believe in love again. Sometimes when our hearts have been hurt enough, it can be hard to believe that we will experience love again. But my prayer for you this Christmas is that you experience love anew. No matter if you're partnered or not, family is alive or not, or whether you find yourself alone in the city or surrounded at a big table in a tiny apartment, believe that God wants to be born new in your life. God is choosing you like God chose Mary. Believe that just as you are, God is calling your name, and like Mary, we have the chance to ponder these things in our heart today. And if you are ready, you can say yes to God. Love is always looking for a place to be born. Perhaps it is you today. C.S. Lewis and Joy Davidman believed that the greatest human connection was to experience love. Love from God and love from others. We believe that God is love. And love was born in the baby Jesus through Mary's yes to God. Mary was open. Mary was courageous. And Mary believed. This Christmas, West End Collegiate Church, be open. Let the tight grip on your heart let it go a little bit more. Be courageous and believe that Christ wants to be born again and new with fresh mercy and fresh grace for you today. And you will experience love. In just a few moments, you are invited to come to the feast of God at this communion table. And like Mary, God will ask you, will you be open to me? Will you be open and courageous and believe that the baby Jesus wants to be born in your life today? Will you let me make your life count so that others may see the love of God? This table is a table to experience love. So come to the table, all of you who are in need of love today. I have a feeling that might be all of us. Meet God in the bread and juice and experience love. Come find our sister Mary and our Savior, the baby Jesus, at this table, who was open, who is courageous, and who believed. Come and see the baby Jesus, ready to be born again. For indeed, you are indeed worthy of love, and it is yours today. Let us pray. O Christ child, you came in what is vulnerable. You came as a baby, and you made yourself lovable to us. Come and be born again in us today. May we feel your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.